This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Within hours of the Israel-Hamas truce running out, the wounded started pouring into Gaza's already overwhelmed hospitals. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Aid groups in the United Nations say a fraction of health facilities in the devastated enclave are still functioning, and they're in no shape to cope with an influx of casualties.
It's like a horror movie. When you walk in there, there are patients on the floor with the most traumatic injuries that you can imagine, essentially battlefield trauma. The patients are given the best possible care, but the number of staff available is relatively small. Many of the staff have fled with their families or have been killed.
Speaking from Gaza City, World Health Organization Senior Emergency Officer Rob Holden.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said on Friday that humanitarian aid delivery to Gaza is uncertain after the restart of fighting.
Any continuation in the uptick of delivery of basic supplies into and across Gaza is now, of course, uncertain because of the resumed hostilities, which obviously makes the distribution of humanitarian goods that much more difficult, not only for the humanitarian workers, but also, of course, for those for whom the aid is intended. We must have at least the same volume of fuel and other humanitarian goods enter Gaza that was entering during the pause.
Israel's warplanes pounded Gaza on Friday after talks to extend a week-old truce with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, collapsed, sending wounded and dead Palestinians into hospitals and others onto the streets to seek safety. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit VOA.